Hey everybody, we are in this super awesome, dope-ass group of podcasts called The Frat House, which includes
Burning Boots, Punk Rock Libertarians, Dissecting Liberty, Anarchy Proper, The Gaslight Hour, Sean B. Planet, The Dose, Erase the State, No Real Libertarian, Trent Must Talk, Unshackled Liberty, Laurel and Hardy Across the Pond, and Insurrection Inc.
And you can find them all at frathousepodcasts.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dissecting Liberty podcast. I'm Cotton, and I'm here with my co-host Liberty Zero.
Hey.
And today we have special guest Ghost of Rebellion.
What's going on, guys?
Just hanging out. we have a few things we want to talk about, but nothing super concrete. Just kind of going to hang out for a bit, you know, is that cool?
Yeah.
So what's up, man? How's podcasting going?
It's hit or miss right now.
Yeah. Mention your podcast real quick.
Oh, yeah. So podcast is Anarchy Proper. If you listen to it, I love you. you know, you can find me Ghost of Rebellion, or it's Ghost_of_Rebellion on Instagram and Ghost of Rebelly One on Twitter. All that fun shit.
Oh yeah, man. And I gotta mention, you're one of our we haven't mentioned this on the show yet, Liberty Zero, and it's a travesty. I gotta mention you're a member of the frat.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
we always suck about mentioning that.
Yeah, me too. Check out the frat. frathousepodcast.com, I think.
Honestly, we just need to like make our own commercial for that.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed Insurrection Inc. did that.
Yeah, frathousepodcasts.com. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. I'll do that maybe after this, but all right, yeah.
Yeah, check them out. You know, they got a bunch of good shows like Ghost here is in there, Burning Boots. Had Derek on twice and Davey on once. Kyle can't come on because he's a loser. He went off and decided to have a kid, so you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, go
ahead and get to the good shows though.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Ghost, how many kids do you have again?
Fuck, man, I got five.
Five. I think Kyle has two and he can't show up to do our show.
Well, so, I mean, in all fairness, a newborn is kind of a fucking pain in the ass to deal with.
Well, I mean, just spank them, you know.
Oh boy, we're gonna get into that already.
There's an age limit on that one.
Other shows like Bullshito of No Real Libertarian and Trent from Trent Must Talk and all the Insurrection Inc. guys and a bunch of other people I'm not mentioning, but a good group of people.
If you're not mentioned, your show sucks.
Yeah. God, I'm trying to think of something. I'm talking to you, Erase the State motherfuckers. Good group of guys. So, Ghost, do you think it's okay to spank your child?
So I'm going to choose my words very carefully here because I basically got called a piece of shit for saying that it is okay to spank your children but not beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and anybody I've talked to that actually has kids understands that you can only do, you know, a certain type of parenting for so long before you have to get their attention in some way. And okay, it might come off as aggression, but it's not a self-fulfilling, like, I'm doing this to make myself feel better. It's, hey, fucking pay attention to me, you know, because I'm trying to help you here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't seem to understand that. And I legitimately basically got called a piece of shit the other day over that.
It's heated. It's weird. Like, I mean, I understand it. You know, if people think that And I'm not saying I don't, because I largely I do believe this, but not in every single case. But I, like, if people staunchly believe that, like, spanking your child anywhere on the spectrum, because it is a spectrum, is child abuse, then you can understand how they would be heated towards someone that does spank their child. But, you know, like, I don't know if you listened to, I think it's the most recent Burning Boots when they did their live show. Davey and Kyle got into a incredibly heated debate about spanking children. And it's just like the whole, the discourse around it is very toxic. And it's a shame, because it's a good subject and it should be explored further, whether it's a good idea or not, or whether it's a violation of the NAP or not, or whether it's physical harm or not. All those are really good questions that should be thought about, but like it gets so emotional so quick.
It does. And I think that's the biggest problem with it. People don't sit back and think about it. And I've noticed that a lot of the people that are giving me shit don't actually have kids.
Yeah.
They don't really understand it. You know, it's like, okay, so maybe you have something going on that from your childhood where you got the shit beat out of you and you thought that was a spanking. That's not a fucking spanking, man.
Yeah.
Like, a spanking is literally like, hey, dude, like, pop them on the ass real quick. Hey, fucking pay attention to me. Or, you know, they're sitting there to your face talking back when you're trying to explain something to them. And you got to, you know, just tap them on the mouth like, hey, fucking stop. Pay attention to me.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what I'm talking about as far as discipline and spanking. I'm not talking about fucking punching your kid in the face. You know, there's two there. I understand.
But like, keep that in the deck of cards, like,
aggression, you know, and shit, you know, but yeah, keep them when they're old enough. Yeah, definitely. But, like, one dude, he wanted to fucking equate, you know, spanking your kid to, I'm actually going to go back and read it because it was fucking absurd to me what he said, and I had no response for it, so I just let it go.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm not even gonna say his name on here because he probably listened, but whatever, give a fuck. He said beating and rape are two different things. Still aggression. Yeah, I was like, spanking, I said spanking and beating are two different things. And he's like, or she, I don't know, says beating and rape are two different things, still aggression. I'm like, well, beating and rape tend to go hand in hand, so I'm not quite sure what you're getting at there, because they do, you know, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
The whole subject is fucking sketchy at best, but My whole point of it is, if you're not beating the shit out of your kid and leaving marks, like, if you're just doing it to get their attention, there's no problem with it. Because in all reality, they're going to come across people in life that are not going to be level-headed and are probably going to resort to violence firsthand. So in one sense, it's like, hey, I just popped you on the face, so now you know not to expect, but, you know, it's something you can expect from someone if you're talking shit to their face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a lesson as well as a fucking pay attention to me because I'm trying to help you type thing. Yeah. I don't know any other way to explain it.
Like, the other day I tweeted a poll. I asked, is spanking physical harm? And everybody in the comments was arguing whether spanking is right or not. And I just muted the tweet and I didn't respond anymore. But I'm like, that's not the question. You know, you can say, like, I used the example recently of alcohol withdrawal from alcoholics. You know, it's not good for you. It hurts your body, but it's worth doing. You know, if you're trying to clean yourself up, it is physical harm, but it is good. So that doesn't necessarily,
it's like working out too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, mm-hmm. when you're working out, you're tearing your muscles. So, yeah. But it leads to muscle gain, which leads to better health. So, I mean, that's an example. That's two examples of how physical harm can be good for you. So asking whether spanking is physical harm isn't leading the question to whether you know, it's good or bad, but I mean, the tweet was ruined instantly because everybody in the comments was arguing whether it's good or bad or not. And I was over it.
Yeah. My biggest issue with all of it is the emotional side to it, how it becomes so emotional so quickly. And the fact that 90% of it is subjective. Yeah. People, everybody has a different, like a opinion or idea of what violence is, of what aggression is, and of what physical harm is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ask a cop, if you touch him, that's physical harm. You're going to fucking jail.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You stop, you know, if you fucking, you know, punch somebody in the face for talking shit, you know, that's obviously physical harm. There's just like this whole fucking spectrum that can open up on that. And I think people are just taking it way too literal and mm-hmm. need to like actually sit back and think about it for a second.
Yeah. Like, and I have a background in psychology and philosophy, and mostly this is my philosophy background coming out, but, getting a firm handle on the definitions of whatever you're debating is like the first step, you know, because if two people are debating about totally different things, they're not going to get anywhere. And I think that's what happened on Burning Boots. I don't think they had I don't think their definitions were in line, which isn't on any of them, you know. It's not any of their fault, but you know, it's a hell of a good idea to get all that stuff out in the open. So, because if you're going to debate if you're going to debate something, you need to know what you're debating about, you know. And if you don't have at least somewhat identical definitions, then you're literally not going to get anywhere because both of you are talking about different things.
Yeah, you know? and that's a real big problem.
Yeah, and it's a problem with the spanking debate, which is fresh in at least our minds. But it's a problem with just like discourse in general, like with political discourse. And because I know I had a class some time ago where the guy said calling someone a name, whether that be like just a curse word or a racial slur or something, he said it was a literal threat of violence. And I mean, that makes no sense. Of violence? That was a threat of violence.
Like I've heard some people say, okay, if you you know, intentionally insult someone or whatever, right, you can that causes harm, right? Emotional harm. And while I don't really agree with that, like I can at least see, you know, at least kind of where they're coming from, but a threat of violence.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Your definition of violence is not the same as any libertarian or really any normal person.
Yeah. Well, and frankly, this will definitely ruffle some libertarian feathers, but I think saying like calling someone a racial slur is a threat of violence is in the same ballpark as saying voting is violence. Like I get what they mean. I get what libertarians mean when they say that, but that's because like I know the framework from which they're working, but that doesn't mean it's true with the most accepted definition of violence. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I think I know where you're going with that.
Because like it's, I mean, you can say
right,
voting like will lead to violence in certain ways, but it's not violence.
Right. Because it's like in terms of like when you're talking about threats of violence, right? A lot of times we're talking about taxation. Well, people don't associate, you know, the threat of violence with taxation, really. It's very far removed. It's just like something that happens.
Yeah, that's what happens to that's what happens to evil country hating non taxpayers. Like, you know, where you're gonna not pay for the roads, bro?
Mm-hmm.
But my roads,
dude. Man.
Yeah, so people don't associate with the government, the implicit threat and they don't associate it with violence. Like, okay, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just like different definitions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's playing
or with language. Non-associations.
Yeah.
Or not disassociation, but yeah, they don't associate it with it.
Well, I mean, I guess in some cases you can say disassociation because there are a lot of people who like refuse to absolutely believe that any kind of violence can happen to you, you know?
No, yeah, you're right.
Something as like, you know, if you don't pay your taxes. Okay, yes, not everybody who doesn't pay their taxes is going to have something violent happen to them. But there is always a chance that you're going to have some fucking cops or somebody show up at your door threatening violence or to take you to jail, or they'll just fucking kill you for not wanting to comply.
Yeah.
Over not paying a fucking parking fine or a tax or something fucking stupid.
Yeah. Erwin Schiff, right? He literally went to prison for not paying his taxes.
I'm thinking
Peter Schiff's dad. I may have got his name wrong.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He
that answers a few questions.
In what way?
Well, like how he is, why he is how he is, like libertarianism and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and his dad literally died in prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
I stand in solidarity with Peter Schiff because all my Bitcoin got shifted. I could have sworn that I wrote down the seed. Like, I would bet you money that I wrote down the seed. So I'm expecting to find it somewhere because I moved since I made the account or I made the wallet. Mm-hmm. So I am sure it's in a box somewhere, or I have a couple of little file receptacle things that I'm sure it's in there. And I'm sure I'm going to find it and I'm going to have a nice little payday.
Yeah. Keep telling yourself that.
Okay, bro.
You boomered it up, man.
Well, listen, you know, considering it's still my wallet, I'm still saying I have that much. So I'll bet you I have more Bitcoin than you do right now, loser.
When did you buy it?
Oh, a while ago.
Yeah.
Some time ago. And then I got some more recently. So
yeah, I bought most of mine like 3 years ago, I think.
Well, that's good.
I'm still with you on the whole Bitcoin thing, man.
Yeah, I'm not. I haven't bought like enough where I am really betting on it, you know, taking off. Like I haven't spent money I don't have, you know what I mean? Like I see it kind of like loaning money to people. Like I'm expecting not to get that back. I haven't done anything that I'm not like, you know, it sucks. I had a decent amount of money in the wallet that I lost, but it's not the end of the world. You know, I'll be all right.
Could have used it to buy a new mic.
All right, dude. Okay. Thanks, bro.
So, JP, we're going to ask you about how you got into libertarianism.
How does that story go? Kind of it's not your average story.
Good, because we really didn't want to hear an average story.
So, libertarianism, I'm probably going to lose people over this, but I fucking hate the word libertarian.
Okay.
So I've always been on the end of, I don't even know how to explain this. Fuck. I've always been the anarchist kid. I've always been the, I don't want anybody fucking telling me what to do. My voice is cracked there. Wow.
Need some testosterone, buddy.
Oh, I know. Fuck.
Sex. Anarchist kid idea.
Or more sex. No, I heard about a dude that puts testosterone in his vape, his salt nicotine vape juice, and he vapes testosterone. Well, there you go, man. That's the idea. There you go. You run with that.
So always kind of been on that level. Went down the conservative neocon, you know, status level for a little bit, but still was like, nah, fuck this. You know, and that was my time in the military, which I fucking, it was easy as shit, but I fucking hated it and wish I had never done it. Just because it's so fucked up and stupid. And up until probably 2 years ago, honestly, it was like, yeah, the flag fucking means something, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though knowing in the back of my head, like, it's just a fucking prop. That's all it is. Magic right. Sky cloth means nothing. to today, where I could give two fucks, the only flag I'm going to fly is a black one.
Hell yeah.
More. You know? I get shit for being more on the agorist spectrum because I don't believe voting fucking fixes anything. I try to avoid the whole political spectrum, well, not the whole political debate in general, as far as like politicians and who am I going to vote for and all this bullshit. And
yeah, it's just not waste of time.
My cup of tea, you know. Like I 100% believe that everything can be done. Everything that, like, in an agorist sense, to subvert the state is legit. Even if it's down to like growing your own fucking tomatoes, you know.
Yeah,
it's something that's taking away from like, if I go to Publix and buy fucking tomatoes, well, that goes towards their fucking property tax they pay for, you know, the rent that they use for that fucking store. So yeah, that's long story short, that's what it is. I just kind of always been on it. Had a short bout with neoconism, never agreed with the wars or anything, but you know, still was like, yeah, the flag, stomp my flag or stomp your ass. Now I'm just like, fuck that shit. Fuck that, man. It's not fucking worth it to me.
Yeah, that's just like energy. That's just a waste, you know, to caring about a flag.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
I remember when I used to care about it. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, you take extra care to make sure the flag doesn't touch the ground or whatever.
Oh, dude, I was in Boy Scouts. So, like, we had big ceremonies whenever we'd retire a flag.
Dude, so both of my boys were in Boy Scouts. Last year. And they had this huge, like, you know, flag retiring ceremony. And of course, you know, they're like, oh, you're a veteran? You should come do it with us. And the whole time I'm like, you don't want to know what the fuck I think about this.
Yeah. Like,
this is complete bullshit.
Don't make me go down that road.
So I stood there because my wife was like, don't. She's pretty good about keeping me in check with that. So I shut my mouth. I stood there and I let them completely fuck up the ceremony.
They didn't even do it right for one.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it, but like how close, working on it. How difficult is your work?
She referred to it as anarcho-libertarianism.
It's
gonna be a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, gonna be a minute. She gets it though. She doesn't stop me from doing anything I want to do when it comes cool. You know, to this. She's completely with like half the shit I, you know, like outside of, you know, not having a fucking driver's license or something. You know, she's completely cool with anything that I can do to subvert the state and get any kind of, you know, break from being reliant on them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, she had a accident in 2016 that resulted in her fucking left leg basically being destroyed, and they've been trying to rebuild it ever since.
Damn.
So since then, she's kind of leaned towards the like socialized healthcare business, and I'm like, look, just take a look at the VA, you'll get a good glimpse of it, and it's complete fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Man, I wish the VA did tours. You know what I mean? If more people could see the VA, God.
Speaking of that, did either of you hear about that 60, what was he, like 62 or 67 year old man who went missing from the VA?
Yeah, I did.
They found him in the fucking stairwell.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. How does that even happen?
It's the fucking VA, man. What else is there to say about that? It's the fucking VA.
That's just a nightmare.
I'm gonna tell a short story and then we'll take a break real quick. I think it was when Matt from the Status Quo went on Friends Against Government. But he was telling a story about there's this VA doctor, this VA gynecologist that was checking this woman out, and he thought it would be hilarious for him to put blue dye in this woman's vagina so that next time she was having sex with her husband, his penis would be blue. And
I've heard that story.
And he got caught, and it was a big deal. And similar to like something in the Catholic Church or in the United States law enforcement, he got caught. He got a slap on the wrist. He got caught. And he wasn't in the bedroom or anything, but he got caught, and he got a slap on the wrist, and then they moved him. And I found out, like, on the show,
cops, yeah,
they said Matt said that he currently is practicing at a VA hospital that is very close to me. It is very close. And I looked it up, and he's still there.
Jesus, man. VA That's doctors crazy. Have the same qualified immunity that cops have.
Yep. Ugh. Do you have like a barf bucket close to you, Liberty Zero? You can just expel when you need to.
Oh, man. Maybe I'll do it on the break here.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break real quick. Hey, y'all. Cotton here. I have been undergoing a project called the Cotton Report that is part news aggregator and publication. I'd really appreciate it if y'all check it out. It's at cottonreport.com. We have several articles already up, and there's already a lot of useful info on there and very interesting stuff written by authors for the website and not. So I really appreciate it if y'all check it out and enjoy the show.
Well, everyone, we're back from the break. Here with Ghost of Rebellion, or as a
yep,
yeah, and you're like right now your screen name's it is Jared of Rebellion, because that's our thing right now on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't know why it happened, but it
I can explain
you,
it.
Yeah, you can ask Cotton.
Please do, because I was just like, am I doing this right?
He's to blame.
So, do you know Scotty likes it on Twitter?
Yeah.
He was messing with Jared from formerly of Biting the Bullet.
Which Jared? Okay.
And he messaged me and said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we got a bunch of people to change their names to Jared? And I said, I'm on it. And I put something out on the Dissecting Liberty Discord. Shout out. Please join it. Be in the show notes. And I said, hey, everybody, change your name on Twitter to something related to Jared. And it's still like, I thought it was dead, and still I'll be just scrolling the timeline and I'll see some random person I've never seen before, and they got a Jared thing, and it's crazy.
it's like Carmageddon all over again.
I know, dude.
Oh yeah.
If I could just figure out a way to monetize that, I'd be rich.
Yeah,
for real.
Cause I'm a dirty capitalist.
I'm going to hijack this for a second. I know we were talking about VA hospitals, but I have a question for both of you.
All right.
All right.
Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or have a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
What is this, Sean V. Planets podcast? What is going on right now? All right. So a vagina on your forehead, or what was it, three penises on your back?
a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus.
Is it like a penis for every vertebrae? I think that's a good question.
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah, I would assume that's the
gist. Man, all right, I got my answer. And
I'm gonna.
You're gonna let me answer?
Go for it.
All right, I'm going to. I'm gonna preface this by saying one of my favorite hobbies is sitting. And if I had a row of penises going down my back, that would be incredibly difficult to sit. So I'm gonna go with a vagina on the forehead.
That was actually really sound logic.
Yeah, and, fair and enough. I'll give you that one.
Yeah. I'm almost rethinking my answer.
And then, like, think about it this way, Liberty Zero. You're already not that pretty. So, like, if you have a vagina on your forehead, you know, like, how is it really going to hurt you?
The problem is that, so I was thinking, like, you know, at least with the penis back, you know, you can, like, hide that, but then you look like a hunchback of Notre Dame type character. You still got problems.
Well, you just wear really baggy, you know, baggy clothes. You wear
hunchback of Notre overcoat, Dick.
You know, hunchback of Notre Dick.
I'm still gonna go the penis route.
All right, dude. We can't be friends anymore.
Do they? Okay. All right. So, like, do they all? Do all the penises get erect when?
That was my question.
Yes. When you're aroused, every penis on your back gets erect.
that's pretty legit.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm kind of digging it now.
Damn.
You have a choice. Okay.
Think about how much you could get done. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I would be so productive.
Reproductive, more like.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh man.
my genes would be everywhere. You know what I mean?
Wait, okay. Where did you come up with this question?
Oh, I don't know. I've been scrolling around on Facebook and found it randomly. Found a random, really fucked up but funny joke.
Tell it.
If an apple and an emo kid fall from a tree, which one hits the ground first?
I got nothing.
The apple?
Correct. The apple, the emo kid's rope doesn't reach the ground.
Yep.
The shit I do when I'm bored, man. I found all these like earlier today and I'm like, oh, I want to save them so badly. In other news, not only Target but Walmart are based with the Hawaiian shirt business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what's going on?
They're selling.
Oh yeah, they're selling the shit out Hawaiian shirts. Like their entire men's section is like all fucking Hawaiian shirts.
I gotta go check out my local Walmart.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they got some legit ones.
I usually don't go to Walmart because I'm not a poor, but I'll check it out.
I don't go to Walmart for the simple fact that I can't fucking stand it.
Yeah, that's another.
No, I hate Walmart.
I hate Walmart. You probably go to Publix, huh?
I do. Publix is a frequent of mine.
Do you know about Publix Liberty Zero?
I know of it.
It's kind of like their HEB, I guess.
I prefer my Jewish grocers.
Yep.
The Heeb.
I like my Kroger.
Kroger's not bad.
I love Kroger.
That's I went to Kroger a lot when I was in Colorado.
Yeah. They got a decent amount up there.
Yeah.
So I got into an argument with Liberty Zero's fiance about which is a superior, Kroger or HEB. And she lost. That's all right. But
I don't think you understand. She's always right.
Okay.
You're all wrong. Publix.
I've never been to a Publix. I've never seen a Publix. If it was so great, you know, it'd be elsewhere.
You're just automatically wrong.
Listen, man, you know, don't bring the spanking debate emotionality to the which grocery store is superior. I'm gonna get real big brain on y'all, and I'm gonna say Trader Joe's has a really good wine section.
And fuck Trader Joe's.
I've never been in one.
There's literally no reason to go in unless you're buying wine. That's the only reason I ever go.
Wine selection, Aldi.
Aldi.
I've been to an Aldi's.
I know about them, but I've never been.
Supermarkets have a very good wine selection, and if you buy the store brand, which I believe is called Winking Owl, they're like $3 a bottle, and they're really good.
Well, we are a box wine podcast, so.
Is that what we are?
Yeah, that's exactly what we are. Zero, we talked about this. We are a box wine podcast.
So I'm not drinking wine right now. I am actually drinking a homemade campfire old fashioned.
Nice. What's a campfire old fashioned?
There's this local restaurant that came up with it, but it's usually a smoked old fashioned with marshmallow simple syrup and brown sugar simple syrup with a bourbon. And they smoke it. I don't have the means to smoke one, but everything else together is still very, very good. So that's what I'm sipping on right now. And it is glorious.
That sounds really good. I got myself a Modelo.
Nice.
Because I'm exotic and ethnic.
And everyone knows what I was drinking.
Yep. Wait, is it a weird flavor? Can I guess the flavor, or is it just a regular one?
It's just a regular.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah.
Got me excited there for a second. My back penises got a little my shirt got a little tight.
You felt a little twinge.
Yeah. They moved. Oh man, I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld recently. Do you watch Seinfeld, Zero?
No, I do not.
God, dude. You got to get on the train, man.
You know what? I'm lucky that I got through The Office in 1 year.
You should have watched a better show.
Well, I watched Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is all right. It was much better. I get bored with it, though.
Really?
Yeah, like I watched the first time I tried to watch it, I got like 75% through the first season, then I stopped. So I was just bored. And then I rewatched it, and I got to like maybe 75% through the second season, and I just got bored, and I don't even know which season they're on now.
You know, it's wild. I stopped watching Breaking Bad, which everyone loves, Breaking Bad. Like, most people, I would say, probably would say like Breaking Bad's like one of the best like Netflix shows out there, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I got bored with it.
I've never seen it.
It's good. Really? It's good. I really like The Sopranos. I got super into The Sopranos.
Nice. y'all are gonna laugh like fucking crazy at me, but we've been watching Vampire Diaries. All I gotta say is fuck Stefan and his fucking Justin Bieber looking ass.
I don't even know.
I'll keep that in mind, dude.
It's actually noted. A really good show. It makes Twilight look like fucking garbage, if that's any consolation.
You watched Twilight too?
I have seen Twilight.
Alright.
You son of a bitch. I saw the first Twilight movie, so I'm not innocent, but I did not enjoy it, and I stopped watching from there. Oh my god. I don't know, this might just be a me thing, but I love crappy movies, but not like how Twilight is crappy, because they spent a ton of money making
it. You mean like B movies?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I love them. And like, I love Mystery Science Theater, and
fuck yeah,
I watch Red Letter Media and their Best of the Worst, and I highly recommend their Best of the Worst for a movie called The Last Vampire on Earth. It's basically a vampire movie that is straight lifting the plot of Twilight, except the people are significantly less attractive, and the editing is a lot worse, and the camera is lower quality, and it's amazing. Like, usually for the best of the worst, they do like three movies for one episode, but they had to do a whole one devoted to this movie because it's so bad, and it's hilarious.
Okay, so I just thought of something. I was browsing Netflix one day, and I was, you know, like looking for a new show to watch, and I see this one show called like 100 or something like that, right? I don't know if you guys are familiar with it.
Oh yeah, dude, that show is actually pretty fucking cool.
Is it? Okay. Well, yeah. I got like 15-20 minutes into it, and I just got pissed off because like every single character up to that point was absolutely gorgeous. Like, even the dudes.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, dude, that's a real thing.
Zero.
I just got pissed off. I just stopped watching.
Well, so the 100 is actually, it's one of those build-up ones. And the main girl, the blonde one, she actually winds up being quite a fucking badass. Like, it's really weird.
I don't want to watch it then, dude. I don't want to watch a movie. I don't want to watch a movie where a chick is like super special and all that.
Well, no, she's not special because there's a lot of the plot revolves around everybody, but she, like, in particular, like, winds up being this like weird fucking badass.
Okay. She's really good at washing dishes, or what?
Yeah, exactly. Good at washing dishes.
Just like speed washing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like,
we don't have female listeners, it's all good.
We have quite a few.
Yeah, actually we do.
They come for me.
Yeah. No, I posted that screenshot of our Anchor analytics the other day. It was showing that we actually have a decent ratio of female to male listeners.
Yeah, Ghost, 40, it says that at least for our Spotify downloads, which isn't the majority, but at least for Spotify, 45% of our listeners are female.
Nice. Now I have 20%.
You posted that. Yeah.
That's not bad, dude. That's not bad.
Unshackled Liberty was like 10.
why the fuck do I have 2% non-binary? What the fuck is non-binary?
Dude,
you're
a social justice warrior podcast official.
You're very
Dude,
tolerance is your thing.
Fuck tolerance. Zero tolerance for that shit.
Ew.
By the way, I have my 18-month-old sitting on my lap right now because she's been screaming like a fucking banshee for the last hour.
I think that's the spanking threshold.
No. Spanking threshold kicks in around probably around 8.
Like, I don't disagree, but like that Kyle point, said they, his thing was 2 years old. That was
no. I like at this age it's like a, you know, if they're throwing shit, it's like a like pop on man, like, no, don't do that, you know, if it's been a consistent thing, but definitely not a spanking. No, that's just no.
All right,
that's
great. I'm gonna give the official discipline timeline. All right.
Oh, so this should be good.
6 months. That's
is
starvation.
This for the child or the wife?
The child. Well, either. I mean, yeah. Okay, for the child, it's age. For the wife, it's duration of relationship. Okay. So, for at 6 months, starvation. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
If your child's crying or your wife is like getting real
just
upset
just
because
crying.
Like you didn't, or yeah, whatever, you know, if he gives you a weird look, you know, if your baby gives you the stink eye,
you lost your food privileges.
Yeah. You know, and then at a year, spanking, that's when you can spank. At 2 years, closed fist, you gotta take some an extra precautions. You know what I mean?
when do you incorporate the roll of dimes?
I'm sorry. This is the cop discipline timeline.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got the files mixed up.
You're reading the police manual.
I got the files mixed up. My bad. I take responsibility for that.
Oh boy.
Man, I thought I was going to have to make a disclaimer there for a minute.
Did y'all see that meme that said it was a cop like shrugging? He's like, "What do you mean I'm racist? My wife has a black eye."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think everybody's seen that.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, the police, what was it? The police are having a hard time separating, you know, like their job, the violence on their job with domestic violence.
Yeah. Man, you know, sometimes you just can't help but bring your work home, you know what I mean?
There you go. Good night.
Oh, Jesus. Craziness.
Oh, man. So, Ghost, this is always a good topic. Liberty Zero does not drink alcohol whatsoever.
I think I remember him saying that.
I occasionally do.
I think compared to most libertarians or maybe just the ones we talk to, I think it's safe to say Liberty Zero does not drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how often? Like once a month?
Like maybe a couple times a year at most.
I mean, that's not bad though. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's nerd shit, dude. What are you talking about?
Look, the rest of us are autistic as fuck. So, I mean, at least he's on a level that's above us.
Yeah, but listen, you know, we started recording at 7 o'clock at night and he cracked open a Red Bull. I heard it.
It was a monster.
Oh, okay. That makes it better. Some a sugary drink with 300 milligrams of caffeine. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's healthy.
Well, I want to take care of my liver, you know?
Dude, look, if it makes y'all feel any better, my shoulder has been completely fucked for this entire week. So today I've taken a total of 1,000 milligrams of naproxen so far.
Okay.
And I'm currently drinking a bourbon, so.
Hell yeah, dude. Get after it.
You know, I'm at that point where I'm like, fuck my liver. It's done anyway.
I've had a lot of caffeine today.
I've actually gotten back to starting my days with coffee.
Yep.
For a long time there, it was I didn't wake up in time to start my days with coffee because I worked fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're the. I have a buddy who works at the airport, and he works night shift. So I know exactly, like I went there once, so I know exactly like kind of what, well, okay. I don't know exactly what it's like because I was there once and he tells me about it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about when working nights at the airport.
Yeah. It's fucking, our side's not bad because we're not the commercial aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's all mainly, you know, personally owned things, but. I'm still trying to figure out if I'm going to have work next week or if I'm going to be working with my buddy again. So that's fun.
Yeah. So like what's the aircraft industry looking like? Cause I know.
Complete shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess with everything opening back up, because you know we fucking do whatever the fuck they say.
Mm-hmm.
The airliners are starting to see more. I don't know. So I'm not on that end. I know what I see on like the news or hear from people within the industry, but our side is still pretty fucked. Because a lot of our customers are from out of the country or from like across the country. So flying in for services is kind of fucking non-existent right now.
Yeah.
considering changing industries, if this other industry can support as well as this one does.
Deal drugs, dude.
Do you want to be an agorist?
Oh, trust me, it's a I know people who can get me into that. I avoid it for the simple fact that I don't want to put any of the family at risk, you know.
Yeah.
If it was just me, I don't give a fuck. And there are so many things I would do if it was just me that I don't give a fuck.
Would you move to Kyle's Free State project?
Well, 100% considering
Free County project,
dude. It's literally up, like, not even an hour away from where I live that he's wanting to do it. So I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, and then Jacob Lindsay that does all the Childerberg stuff. He's talking about Childerberg Town out in New Mexico, or
fuck New Mexico
or Colorado.
I would do Colorado.
No, but like he's looking at northern New Mexico, which is basically Colorado.
Yeah. I remember last time I drove through northern New Mexico, it was a fucking nightmare because it was dark and it was snowing and it's a fucking mountain pass.
Yep.
And all you see are fucking signs for giant elk everywhere. And then you see like the fucking eyes, like, fucking reflecting in your headlights. You're like, fuck
this. Nah, dude, that's aliens.
Yeah,
aliens. That's aliens, dude.
Yeah. So how many people would you need for one of these projects?
I'm assuming enough to defend yourself.
Yeah,
because it's just gonna wind up being another fucking Waco.
But that's gonna have to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, but I mean,
his whole premise is not to like have everybody in one area like Waco, you know. It's
right.
Yeah,
you have everybody in a county that's spread out, because that's going to make it hard for them to take out everybody at once unless they fire on the entire fucking place. But let's be honest, they do that, you've got the entirety of the fucking U.S. population and like, yo, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah.
Now we have to mention, I completely forgot to mention it at the top of the episode, that you made our intro for us.
Oh yeah, I did, didn't I?
It's a badass intro too, man. Thank you.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
It literally took me forever to find a drum track that worked for it, considering I can't find a drummer that's willing to fucking do anything right now. They're all a bunch of fucking status bastards.
Well, I know.
Is it Veep?
I know. Derek and Davey have like a band thing going in their area.
Oh, yeah, don't even get me started on that.
Uh oh.
Okay. Because Davey was all about me fucking hearing it and all this shit, and Derek was like, no. No, we can't let random people hear it.
Dude.
Fuck you.
I thought Derek was your co-host.
Derek was for a while.
What an ass.
I mean, I'm hoping he still will be, because we have a lot to finish. I needed a break for a little while, man. It was just fucking crazy. But him and I also he decided to make Anarchy Proper a band. And so I fucking took it and ran with it. And I've got probably four songs up on there without vocals, including the one I did for y'all. And I just today, one of the songs went to the trending page
on Awesome. BandLab.
So I was like, that's fucking
wow. Cool.
What site is it on?
BandLab.
And how do people find it?
Ghost of Rebellion on bandlab.com. So,
awesome, dude.
It's ghost_of_rebellion on BandLab.
Let's try to get that in the show notes later.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I've got a whole five followers, but more likes on a lot of the songs and followers, so that's good. Yeah, I'm trying to make that a thing now, because I know Trent from Trent's Talk wants me to throw some tracks over his intro, so I've been listening to that like crazy, trying to figure out what I can do with that. And outside of that, I've just been dabbling.
I have a great idea for Trent. What you need to do is you need to download his commercial he does for Anchor, and just like do something with that as the vocals.
That would actually not be good. That'd be pretty cool.
He wouldn't be able to use it as an intro, but like just do that and send it to him and don't do anything else. or if you find a vocalist, do a song called I've Got 40 Cents Staring at Me. And
it was funny, like I've actually been working on doing vocals again.
Yeah.
I could probably do clean vocals if I wanted to, but man, I am way far off from where I used to be. It's funny.
I can sing pretty well, but I don't have any lung capacity right now. So, as you can tell by my voice cracking.
Do you hear my voice? Like, I sound like a fucking child.
Well, it happens when you're trying to be quiet, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I've got a child running around screaming.
So I guess I'm the only one that's made it through puberty at this point.
Yeah, but you can't speak English.
Guess I'm the only one that's made it through puberty at this point.
Well, I was going to say, Ghost, you know, bring your kid on the show.
Oh, she doesn't talk yet.
Oh, well.
She can scream.
Yeah.
That, you know what? There you go.
Let me go find her real
quick. That's Trent's new intro. Yeah, the kid doing screamo. Oh, is he getting his kid? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. That'll be a good good way to end it.
Yeah.
Oh man. I had this Modelo beer is really good, but I was at a Mexican restaurant. They put a lime in it. I ordered one and they put a lime in it. And I don't know why that never occurred to me, because I don't drink a lot of like cervezas, but it was so good with the lime. And I'm sure it was the atmosphere too, but man, it was so good.
Yeah. My fiance likes to, I don't know if we're going to include this part, but yeah, she likes to add like lime and weird crap like that to everything.
How's that weird?
I don't know. I think it's weird. She just likes really weird taste. Like, I don't know. I don't like lime.
No.
I don't like, but she like, she digs like the lime salt and stuff like that. It's weird.
I haven't had lime salt.
No.
Hey.
This is what I get to deal with on a daily basis. She can't decide if she wants mom or dad right now.
Oh, yeah.
I've never talked to mom, but I have talked to dad a good bit, so pick him.
See that? Pick me. No.
You want to be mildly famous, kid?
Do you want to be mildly famous? She's trying to push your headphones away from my head.
Well, do you want to have your child do your plugs for you as we're wrapping up? Here.
You ready? Can you say hi? I'm super pissed right now. Plugs. Let's see. Anarchy Proper podcast. Ghost_of_rebellion on Instagram and on BandLab. Go check that out, please. And Ghost of Rebelly 1 on Twitter. I think that's it. Don't fuck no.
Sweet.
No, you can't touch that. Yes, I see the green light too, but you can't touch it. What? What are you reaching for? You don't know? I don't know either.
Tell her it's her last chance to be heard by tens of people.
All right. This is your last chance. You ready?
All right.
No? Okay.
All right, Matt. It's been good talking to you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude.
It's been really good. Oh, man. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Well, this is Liberty Zero reminding you to zero your rifle.
And this is Cotton Arcist reminding you to pick cotton voluntarily.